I think I might have confused the last tape. Your brother was killed in World War II in Italy. That's right. I think I might have said World War I. I meant to say World War II.
And he was with the first shipload of black soldiers to go.
He was.
Oh, what that little man named it was.
Do you remember which?
The head of that history. Oh, he was an outstanding.
Outstanding soldier or general?
Yeah.
Not Patton or anything? Yeah. General Patton? He was in the Third Army with General Patton. Oh.
Truck driver.
He was a truck driver for General Patton. Oh, for heaven's sake. I have some more questions for you, Ms. Haynes. Do you remember what your mother's most prized possession was, or would you have any idea what that would be, or guess?
The thing that she enjoyed most of all?
Well, anything. Just something she prized the most, loved the most, liked the most, or you could say enjoyed the most. Whatever, however you want to interpret it, it's fine with me. Was it something
special?
Well,
I can tell something special that she got to see. She wanted to hear Billy Graham.
Oh, she did?
And she got to go to Greenville. He was over there preaching, and she got to go over there and hear him in September, and she died in December.
Oh, my. And she was in her 90s, you said, when she died. So she got to hear Billy Graham before she died. And this was very special.
And that's
her. What she wanted.
Ever since he started, what she wanted to hear.
Oh,
and see him face to face.
That's really wonderful. Yeah. And what about...
And she was... she belonged to the Eastern Star.
She did.
My daddy was amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think we brought that. I don't know if we brought that out earlier or not. But they were Eastern Star and Mason.
No, we didn't.
We haven't talked about that at all.
No.
Was she very active in the Eastern Star?
Yes, she was worthy matron.
Oh, she was worthy matron. Uh-huh. And your father was very active in the Masons.
Yeah, he belonged to. Can't think of the other part of the Masons.
Oh, I can't either. But I think I know what you mean.
That part is when you die, they want to throw your body all over the world. What is that? They meet at 12, it's supposed to meet at 12 o'clock at night. I can't think of it.
You said your father worked himself up to the last degree in Mace.
Mace.
Okay. What about your father's most prized possession? Would you say he had anything he prized? A whole lot, or the most, or?
His garden tools.
His garden tools?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, a lot of men like their tools more than anything.
Yeah.
Why do you think he prized those the most? Because he really enjoyed using them?
Well,
proud of them?
If he would lend anything to somebody, he'd go and buy him another set.
Oh, he would?
Yeah. He had a set that he would lend you, and a set that he didn't. He kept
for good, for his own use. Oh, and he said he really prized his tools. Did he have a good set? Did he have quite a few garden tools?
Yeah.
You said he clipped hedges real good, so I guess he had a good hedge.
He had all those things he had. And then the generals furnished a lot of.
Oh, they actually furnished some of them for him?
Yeah.
Okay. When you were a child, was there an adult that you admired the most? Someone you really admired?
Well, I had my instructors, most of my instructors, I always wanted to be like them. And I wanted to be to the place that I could dress and be like the Gentiles.
Oh, I see. And why do you think you admire the Gentiles so much?
Because they taught me and gave me so much. Mm. I wanted to live so they would be proud of me as a black person.
And did they live long enough for them to see how well that you did? Did any of them?
Yeah.
And were they proud of you?
They said it was.
I'm sure they
meant
it. And
Dr. Adams said.
Dr. Adams, too, said he was proud of you?
Said the same thing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'm sure they wouldn't say it if they didn't mean it. So you were, you really admired those, and you admired your instructors.
And I admire people that can help to bring me up.
Right.
And is willing to bring the other fellow around them up.
Right.
I don't admire people that push, look like they want to push people back.
Or put you down. Yeah, no, that's not the type of people you do admire. All right, we know you admire, and was there an adult who you liked the most when you were a child? That you really liked a lot?
I think it was Mrs. Gall.
Was this someone that...
I'm trying to think of the name.
Why did you like her? Tell me about why you liked her. Maybe the name will pop in.
Well, I liked her because, one thing, she wore nice clothes. Mm-hmm. She was very kind. And she would make me think to do things right.
How did you
know? And I guess the person that I really admired more...
Uh-huh.
More than my, up with my mother with Miss Janet.
You admire your mother and Miss Janet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this person that you liked, you haven't been able to think of her name yet? How did you know her? Can you think how you knew her?
Well, she was a teacher.
Oh, this was a teacher. This was one of the person that you liked the most was one of your teachers. Yes. And you really liked her.
And she would take... She was kind to you, and show you how you could do as well as anybody else.
Well, that was so. You really liked and admired people. Well, your mother, you said your mother meant a lot to you, and Ms. Jenlett, and then this particular school teacher were probably your role models, I guess, the people that you wanted to be like.
Yeah. She was Scott.
Her name was Scott.
Maybe.
Okay, I knew it would come to you. You thought about it a little bit. You don't remember her first name, but her last name was Scott.
No, I don't remember.
I've heard the name of the Scott who taught, mentioned by other people, too.
Yeah.
Do you have any particular happy childhood moments that you remember? What were some of your happiest moments as a child?
Was playing with a doll that Mama bought me for Christmas. And she put in a drawer, and I take the upper drawer out the dresser, and we play with the doll and put it back.
Oh, you always kept this doll in a dress?
She bought it for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And she called herself hiding it. And she put it in this drawer.
Uh-huh.
And the drawer she put in was locked. But the drawer above, it wasn't locked. And I take the drawer out and play with the doll and then put it back. And when I got Christmas come and I got the doll and can't unbuy the doll because I played with it.
You know, I played with your doll. Your Christmas
already present. Played with that doll.
Oh, my goodness. But you still remember that as a happy childhood moment, because I guess the excitement of finding the doll. Huh?
Yeah.
That's cute. Do you have anything else you remember like that? Or not like that, but any other memories that you want to share with me? Anything else special?
Well, I guess the next special was that when I learned to do something other than picking cotton.
Oh, that's right. You said you were determined not to be a cotton picker.
And be no cotton picker.
Right, right. When you were a child, did you have any feelings about being black? How did you feel about being black?
When I was a child, I guess it's a lot to say, but I just thought I was a black-white child.
I see. Was it because you were with the gentleman so much and your own family too?
I think so.
So you didn't really feel black or white. You felt sort of both.
Yeah.
That's understandable. Yeah.
And it took me a long time to get used to it.
That might have been another reason why you weren't so happy in school with those.
It was.
I bet. You know? We think if you sit and analyze it, I bet... part of the unhappiness was because you didn't consider yourself as being one of those children.
Well, I tell you why I didn't, because they fussed and went on.
Yeah, and you
said they weren't nice to each other.
And you were used to people who were kind, like gentle, lots of your own parents.
Yeah.
and had order. I think you're probably an orderly person. You probably like things to be in order and that.
Oh yeah, I'm wanting to be kind of in place.
That's right. Everything has its place, right?
Sure, stacking books and things. Every child that I've ever taught him, he knew how to stack books, how to do anything.
How to put things away.
Put things away.
And how to do things in order. That's important.
And you can take a box and put just about everything that you want in it.
Right.
If you put them in there correctly.
And it'll fit.
Yeah.
Right.
But you have to pick them up sometime and place them and replace them until you get them to fit.
Right. How about, I don't think this is the same question, really. Well, as a child, how did you feel about whites? Of course, you were with the John Lester you admired greatly, but how about other ones? Or do you remember?
Well, I played with white children so much,
and
it didn't make any difference. I didn't think nothing about it. That one didn't come up about color until with me, until I guess I began teaching.
Be a lot older. Huh.
Because of that. And some children, they go, children played with, and we didn't stop playing together until we beat each other up. We had, you know, just had your round tin tub,
yeah.
And fill it full of water and get in and splash it.
Right.
And when we got each other wet, they'd go home and I'd go home.
Right. Uh-huh.
And so? People are just people in my book.
Right. Well, that's the way it should be, really. If there was anything about your life, if there's one thing about your life that you could have changed, do you have any idea what that might be? If you could change anything about your life at all, you could make one change.
Well, I really don't know. Because I'm so proud that my life is like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made, looking over the bowl, I've made very good progress. And I am pleased with myself.
Well, that's the most important thing is when you feel good about yourself.
Because one thing I know, I have mistreated nobody. If I did, I didn't intend to. And I don't punish people for mistreating me because I tell them, when the boy broke in my house, I told him one thing. I said, I'm not taking out no warrant for you. I said, because somebody on the corner will get you.
Mm-hmm.
You get so perfect in what you're doing until you meet the fellow on the corner one day.
Did you know who broke into your house?
I did.
Oh, you did?
The boy was, one of them was very nice, he told me. And he told me that a grown person insisted that they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, perfectly all right, I didn't want to know the grown person. Like, and a little girl spit on me when I was in public school. And the children tried to egg me up to hit them. They wanted to start up a fight. And I told them, no. I said, the only thing I had to say about her, Lord, forgive her because she know not what she's doing.
Was this when you were teaching?
That's when I was in the seventh grade.
Oh, this was when you were seventh grader. Mm-hmm. And someone did that. Well, you had the best attitude. Another thing I want to ask you, Ms. Haynes, you said that you were in the Who's Who in South Carolina?
No, this came from Boston, England.
Well, Boston and New England and Massachusetts. Oh, you mean Who's Who for the whole country?
It came from Boston.
England.
England.
England. Oh, the other country. I'm trying to put things in.
And the other one, the Southern biographer from Raleigh.
Oh, I see. So you're
who sent my name in, I don't know.
So you're in Southern biography and you're in Who's Who from England. Oh, how did you get in there?
Yeah,
who's
I don't know. That's what I've always wondered, who sent my name in.
My goodness. And what do they say about you in the Who's Who?
Well, I had to write, give information similar to what I'm doing now.
Uh-huh.
And it was accepted. You'd have to be accepted.
Oh.
And I was thinking it was Boston, Massachusetts, and I just put a 25 cent cap. stamp on it, and the letter came back, and I asked the postman, why did he come back? I said, I've got a stamp on it. He said, you don't have enough stamps. I said, do you see where it's from? I said, mister, I said, I just saw Boston. That's all I looked at.
I did that same thing. Well, I felt real foolish, but I feel better to know you did the same thing.
And I've been honored with the key to the town of Easley.
You have?
I'm a life member of the American Legion Auxiliary.
Any other honors? Please tell us. We'd like to know.
I've had the honor from the extension, Clemson Extension, Pickens County.
Are these all for your past teaching experiences and having taught so long? Or it's from other things that you've done? What is
well, all this that I'm talking about now is from, it's connected with, except the extension from the university is from the American Legion.
Oh, because you were with the American Legion for a long time. Doing what?
Well, I was among the first blacks that was given a job after we integrated.
With the American Legion?
Yeah, they gave us the president and the zone position. And I served 4 years at the first stop start because it just had two district presidents and one zone president.
And you were a district president and a zone president?
I worked in the district for years and years.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to be the zone president.
Oh, my.
And, well, that spoke well. I was among the first black.
Right, people. Right.
And I've been on committees, chairman of different committees. Home service, I'm chairman now of home service, wherein we're trying to do different things with the hospital or anybody in the community.
Right, uh-huh.
We get pens and nice things said about us.
Do you,
And I've been, president of the classroom teacher the first year we integrated of Pickens County.
The very first year? Mm-hmm. My goodness.
That was quite a treat.
I'm sure it was. Have you met some famous people?
Oh, yes. The first 4 years I worked, my name went all over the United States and out.
Uh-huh.
But now they don't put the officer's name on the paper.
Uh-huh.
At that time, they were putting them on there.
And
I've heard from people out of the state,
uh-huh,
out of the country. It's been a very nice thing, and they treat me just as nice as people can treat me. I couldn't be treated no better.
Did you do some traveling with the American Legion? Did you get to go to different places?
Yes, I've been to Atlanta to conference. I've been to Florida and South Carolina, and I'm trust that I get to go to North Carolina.
Oh, good.
This September. And I've been a member ever since 54, and I have missed a meeting in June. I've had to miss some of the meetings. We have a fall rally, which will be in November or December. We have a spring rally, which is in March. Now, the spring rally will be in Columbia.
Uh-huh.
At a stationary place. The summer meeting, June meeting, that takes up the state. It goes from Greenville to Charleston.
Uh-huh.
And the fall rally goes to Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. I don't get to go to Myrtle Beach now because the bus is off the line.
Oh,
and
right.
I don't have nobody up in this section going. Mm-hmm. It is things like that other than when I played for the church.
So you've just really been a very active woman all your life, haven't
you? And I've been invited to make speeches, the same.
That's
so great. I don't feel bad, and I don't dress fine enough. Some of the people would see.
You look nice to me.
Since they don't have to buy my clothes, I don't worry. If they were buying my clothes, giving it to me, I would worry about it, but I don't.
That's
because
right.
I'm not after the clothes. I'm after helping somebody.
Right.
And what I do, I don't do it for the name. You think I'm going to get some kind of high, polluting prison or something. I work because I feel it's my duty to help people.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, it's been really nice interviewing you, Mrs.
Well,
Hayes.
I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, thank you so much.
And I have four people, and somebody's going to get out, and it's going to sure rip me up and down the back.
Who are these four people?
They'll think it's you are writing a book on me, and they'll say, let them do it first. I have four people that's waiting to write a
book. Oh, someone's going to write a book on you?
Yeah.
Oh, who's that? Who's going to write the book?
Well, I got four people. I don't know who's going to end up doing it. Well, I thought
are these
I
authors
would,
already? I mean, these four people who are writing?
I guess. I don't know.
But they want to write a book about you.
I'm going to let one write the first beginning of my life.
Uh-huh.
And then the second in school. School life, teaching, and what I'm doing now. And I'm wondering, since you write quite a bit, I don't want to use people's names in my book.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to discuss that with your writers, I think. But who are these four people who are going to write? Are these all four writers in the area, or are they national?
There's people in some in ease and different places.
Oh, so these are different people.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about the writing in a minute. Thanks again, Mrs. Haynes. That's fine. I hope you get a good book written about you, and let me know when it comes out. I'll read it. We'll buy a copy.